Chapter 11. The Reverend Theodore Usher.
"There's one thing which we have got to realize at once," said Antony, "and that is that if we don't find it easily, we shan't find it at all."
"You mean that we shan't have time?"
"Neither time nor opportunity, which is rather a consoling thought to a lazy person like me."
"But it makes it much harder if we can't really look properly."
"Harder to find, yes, but so much easier to look. For instance, the passage might begin in Cayley's bedroom. Well, now we know that it doesn't."
"We don't know anything of the sort,"
protested Bill. "We know for the purposes of our search. Obviously we can't go trailing into Cayley's bedroom and tapping his wardrobes. And obviously, therefore, if we are going to look for it at all, we must assume that it doesn't begin there."
"Oh, I see."
Bill chewed a piece of grass thoughtfully.
"Anyhow, it wouldn't begin on an upstairs floor, would it?"
"Probably not. Well, we're getting on."
"You can wash out the kitchen, and all that part of the house," said Bill after more thought. "We can't go there."
"Right. And the cellars, if there are any."
"Well, that doesn't leave us much."
"No. Of course, it's only 100-to-1 chance that we find it. But what we want to consider is which is the most likely place of the few places in which we can look safely."
"All it amounts to," said Bill, "is the living rooms downstairs, dining room, library, hall, billiard room, and the office rooms."
"Yes, that's all."
"Well, the office is the most likely, isn't it?"
"Yes, except for one thing."
"What's that?"
"Well, it's on the wrong side of the house. One would expect the passage to start from the nearest place to which it is going. Why make it longer by going under the house first?"
"Yes, that's true. Well, then, you think the dining room or the library?"